You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 84, We're an American Band by Grand Funk. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're going to take a look at the biggest single by blues rockers Grand Funk called We're an American Band, and find out how much of that song is actually based in truth. We'll listen to the song and its exploits in just a moment, but first, the history of Grand Funk. The band that would become Grand Funk had its roots in a 1960s Flint, Michigan band called Terry Knight and the Pack. Guitarist and songwriter Mark Farner and drummer Don Brewer decided to form a new band and hired ex-? and the Mysterians bassist Mel Shocker to join them. The former frontman of their old band, Terry Knight, retired from performing and offered to become their manager and producer, and then named the band Grand Funk Railroad after Michigan's Grand Trunk Railroad. In 1969, the band performed for free at the Atlanta Pop Festival, and what their performance lacked in technical proficiency, they made up for in exuberance, and they were signed to Capitol Records immediately. Their debut album, On Time, came out that same year, and while it was commercially successful, it did give critics plenty to complain about, from Mark Farner's amateurish songwriting to self-indulgent mid-song jam sessions and solos. Their follow-up, entitled Grand Funk, improved in both counts, but was still not the breakthrough they needed. They started to build the momentum towards that breakthrough with their third album, 1970's Closer to Home, which improved the band's production. They were releasing million-selling albums, and their 1971 album, Survival, was their best yet. Many critics, however, still dismissed them as run-of-the-mill hard rock band with nothing new to offer. Their fans disagreed and helped to sell out a Shea Stadium concert in 24 hours, a feat which took the Beatles 3 weeks. One of their greatest strengths was also their biggest target, Terry Knight, who was a voracious promoter for the band but was also criticized as being a Svengali and was later found to be mismanaging the band's finances. After the band's next album, a rushed failure called E Pluribus Funk, they fired Terry Knight, who turned around and successfully sued the band, taking everything but their name. For their eighth studio album, they shortened their name to Grand Funk, hired a new keyboard player, Craig Frost, and most notably, hired studio wizard Todd Rundgren to produce the album, the title track of which would go on to be their biggest single, going to number one on September 29, 1973, an autobiographical track called We're an American Band. As you may have guessed, the song is a factual story of life on the road, and the characters and scenes in the song are all pulled from real life. In this first verse, we learn of Sweet Connie, who was doing her act. Connie Hamsey was a groupie, on the same level as Pamela DeBar and Cynthia Plastercaster. In addition to Don Brewer, Connie was rumored to have been with John Bonham, Keith Moon, Huey Lewis, Peter Criss, and even Bill Clinton when he was governor of Arkansas. The verse also mentions Freddie King, who was a blues guitarist that opened for Grand Funk on tour. King would stay up all night playing poker with his band. King was a good poker player and would take back all of their earnings, so they'd be broke and would have to continue playing in his band. Let's get on, and we proceeded to tear that The four young Chiquitas mentioned at the beginning of that last verse were four groupies that were waiting in the lobby of the hotel when they checked in Omaha. In an interesting production note, this was one of very few Grand Funk songs to be written and sung by Don Brewer. Most of the band's songs were written and sung by Mark Farner. And, in honor of its popularity, Capitol pressed the single on transparent gold vinyl, a relatively rare occurrence back in 1973. Grand Funk split up in 1976, reformed briefly in 1981, but went their separate ways again, with Brewer and Frost joining Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and Mark Farner becoming a successful contemporary Christian performer. Going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.